今天我们读以赛亚书第六十章。
Scripture reading is on Isaiah 60, chapter 60.
弟兄姊妹对这一章熟悉一点，所以我们把全章都读过。
In order to familiarize with all the brothers and sisters about this chapter, we'll read the whole chapter through.
不要害怕，只有22节。
Do not be afraid, there are only 22 verses.
那我们这样弟兄读一节，姊妹读一节。
Alternating between brothers and sisters.
这样大家可以省点力气。
And this way we can save a little energy.
弟兄们先读好不好？
Brothers first.
兴起
发
光，
Arise, shine,
因为你的光一定来到。
The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
The nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
See and be radiant. Your heart will thrill and rejoice.
The abundance of the sea will return to you. The wealth of nations will come to you.
列国的财宝必来归你。
All the flocks of Kedar will be gathered together to you. The rams of the Baals will minister to you. You will go up with acceptance on my altar. I will glorify my glorious house.
来到。
Surely the coastlands and wait for you, and the ships of Tarshish will come first. Bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you.
是的，开放昼夜不关，使人把列国的财物带来归你，并将他们的君王牵引而来。你把那的荣耀，就是松树、杉树、荒杨树，都必一同归你，为要修饰我圣所之地，也要使我脚踏之处得荣耀。你虽然被撇弃、被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。我要拿金子代替土，拿银子代替铁，拿铜代替木头，拿铁代替石头，并要以和平为你的官长，以公义为你的监督。日头不再照你白昼的光，月亮也不再发光照耀你，耶和华却要做你永远的光，你神要为你的荣耀。你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业。是我掌中的掰子，我手的工作，是我的荣耀。 我们还要读一点，62章。
Further reading in chapter 62.
第一、第二。
Verses 1 and 2.
我因耶和华的名必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到那他的公义和光辉发出，他的救恩如冰冷寒凉。列国必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀，你必得新名的称呼，是耶和华心意所起的。那再读第六、第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
And the walls of
Jerusalem, I have pointed watchmen all day, all night.
He will never keep silence.
You will mind the Lord, take no rest for yourself, and give him no rest. You will establish him and make Jerusalem great and be
high. Jerusalem will be made to be praised.
This is our scripture reading.
上次我们弟兄在说这一段时间很长一段时间我们都是讲到神的家。
Last time a brother mentioned for quite a while we have been sharing concerning God's house.
所以上次聚会里面我们弟兄也是在那里讲到神的家。
Therefore during the sharing he also shared on the house of God.
我想弟兄这边不会忘记弟兄讲说这样的给我们看见神的家的三道墙。
I believe brothers and sisters have not forgotten what he shared on the three walls in the house of God.
那我们知道那个墙呢是知道一个见证说的。
We know the wall points to a testimony.
它是把城里面的光景啊在那说明出来。
It discloses the inward condition of the city.
在城里面那个百姓的生活是那样子丰富那样的健壮。
When the residents of the city live in prosperity and strength.
那个城墙一定是很结实。
The wall must be very strong and beautiful.
加拉里面的居民生活是那里软弱贫穷。
On the other hand, if the residents of the city are in poverty,
它的城墙一定所显出的光景是很破烂不堪的。
The walls also will manifest one of ruin.
所以城墙就是城的一个见证。
Therefore, the wall speaks about the testimony of the city.
弟兄给我们看见了三道的城墙。
And the brothers shared about the three walls.
那就说到神家的见证。
It talks about testimony of God's house.
或者说神那个教会的见证。
In other words, it is the testimony of the church.
我们之前也提过一节圣经，就是提摩太前书三章十五、十六节。
Formerly we had shared on 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 and 16.
那里保罗告诉提摩太说，他说倘若单言日久，你也知道
There Paul tells Timothy how he ought to behave in the house of God if he tarries long.
他这个家就是永生神的教会。
House is the church of the living God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and base of the truth.
我们知道真理是这主耶稣基督说的。
We know truth points to Christ Jesus.
主耶稣告诉我们，他就是道路。
The Lord said He is the way.
他就是生命。
He is life.
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
所以真理来指的主耶稣基督。
Therefore, truth signifies the Lord Jesus.
那个叫神的家，那里面所藏的、所隐藏的是主耶稣基督。
Everything that is hidden within the house of God is Christ Himself.
所显出来的也是主耶稣基督。
All that is manifested outwardly is Christ also.
那柱子就是一个见证。
And the pillar is a testimony.
乃是把主耶稣这彰显出来。
It manifests Jesus Christ.
所以教会的见证就是基督的见证。
So the testimony of the church is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
教会的见证乃是把基督彰显出来。
The testimony of the church is to manifest Christ.
里面所充满的是主耶稣基督。
All that is filled within is Christ.
外面所显出来的也是主耶稣基督。
Therefore, all that is manifest should be Christ as well.
这是教会。
This is the church.
这是圣的家。
This is the house of God.
圣的家里面这个一切都是主耶稣基督。
Everything within the house of God is nothing but Christ Jesus.
所显出来也是主耶稣。
And everything is manifest outwardly is Christ.
教会圣的家在地上的功用。
So the function of the church of God on the earth.
圣的家在地上的一个使命。
The mission of God's house on the earth.
就是为了主耶稣的见证。
Is for the testimony of Jesus.
把我们这位荣耀的主耶稣基督在那彰显出来。
To manifest the glorious Christ.
把我们所看见、所听见、我们所经历、所享受的主耶稣基督彰显出来。
To express the Christ that we have experienced and seen.
这是主把教会留在地上的目的。
This is the purpose that Christ has left the church on earth.
这个也是我们今天这个聚会的意义。
This is also the meaning of our meeting.
我们聚会乃是为了一件事，让主耶稣基督得着彰显。
Our meeting is but for one thing, that is to manifest Christ.
就像我们弟兄领诗歌所上面说，领诗歌的时候说，他说我们不是让人看见我们是怎样一般人。
As the brother who led the song a while ago said, not that we will be seen as anybody.
乃是让人看见我们的主耶稣基督。
But that Christ may be seen.
不是给人看见我们这样了不起。
Not to let people see who we are.
乃是让人看见我们主耶稣基督是了不起的。
But that Christ is everything.
他的恩典是了不起的。
That His grace is great.
他的恩典把我们从那个时代罪恶过犯里面情形的拯救出来。
Through His grace, He has saved us from sin and trespass.
不仅使我们能活过来，也使我们能和一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Not only were quickened, but also resurrected to sit with Him in the heavens.
啊，不光这样，并且我主的恩典也把我们带到神的面前。
Not only so, His grace leads us to God.
使我们能够成为亲近神。
So that we can come near Him.
也叫我们能够在那里这个在神的家里面。
So that we can dwell in God's house.
那个在那里这个享受神一切的丰富。
To enjoy all the riches of God.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是主的恩典。
But this is all this is due to His grace.
是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
乃是让人看见主耶稣恩典为我们做了何等大的事情。
We have seen what great grace He has accomplished for us.
我们本来是算不得什么的一般人。
We are nobody.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯里面一般人。
We lived in sin and trespass.
是他的恩典叫我们活过来。
It is His grace that quickened us.
也是他的恩典使我们复活。
His grace caused us to be resurrected.
胜过了死亡，也胜过了一切那个黑暗的权势。
Overcoming sin and all the power of darkness.
也是他的恩典把我们高举到一个地步，使我们坐在天上和他一同来享受那个神的荣耀。
Grace even exalts us to the heavenlies to enjoy His glory.
这是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
乃是把我们主耶稣表明出来，给人看见主耶稣是怎样一位。
It is to manifest Christ. What kind of Christ we have?
他为我们成功了何等伟大的一件事情。
What great work He has accomplished.
这是非常重要的。
This is important.
那么以弗所书就说到这件事。
Ephesians tells us this.
给我们看见那个主耶稣的见证。
Showing us the testimony of Jesus.
这是神的心意。
This is His heart's desire.
这也是神的计划。
This is His plan.
神历史的所有的工作都是为了一件事，就让儿子，他的儿子能够得到彰显。
All the work in the past was for one thing, to manifest His Son.
实际上，我们身上一切的工作，那么都是为了让神的儿子能从身上彰显出来。
All the work of God among us is to manifest His Son.
虽然他给我们带领的不一样
，though He has a different leading.
我们所遭遇的环境也不相同
，we encounter different circumstances.
我们对主的认识也不一样
our knowledge is different.
主任，我们身上所有一切的带领，都是让神的儿子能够得到彰显。
All the leadings in us is to manifest His Son.
让人看见我们主耶稣。他是能怎样的一位
？To show forth what kind of Christ we have.
感谢主，那弟兄就把这三道墙给我们看见。
We thank the Lord, our brother has shown us the three walls.
说到主耶稣三方面的见证。
They show the three testimonies.
把主耶稣当然表明出来。
Revealing the Lord.
那当着我们所读的这一章圣经。
And the chapter we just read.
也给我看见这主耶稣的见证。
Also shows us the testimony of Jesus.
那么这个乃是说到那以弗所是给我们看见神的计划和神的心意。
Ephesians shows us God's plan and His heart's desire.
那么到了以赛亚书第六十章给我们看见神的计划神的心意成全了。
Isaiah 60 tells us not only His plan and desire, but also accomplished.
那个神的心意在那里实现出来了。
His heart's desire is carried out.
神的计划要成全了。
His plan is fully accomplished.
神历史在所做的工作的目的已经达到了。
All the work the Lord had done in years past has reached the goal.
再成了主耶稣的见证。
God's house has become the Lord's testimony.
把主耶稣在彰显在表现出来。
Revealing and manifesting Christ.
那是怎样一种的光景
？What kind of condition that is?
那这就是以赛亚书第六十章。
This is Isaiah 60.
因为我们看见让神的见证出在教会当中，在神的儿女们中间出现出的时候。
Showing us when the testimony of the Lord is manifested in the church among the children.
那个成全的时候是怎样的光景？
What kind of condition that is?
弟兄姊妹，你知道以赛亚写这一卷书吗
Brothers and sisters, you know when Isaiah wrote this book.
这个差不多是在主耶稣那个降生以前700多年。
It was around 700 BC.
那么他一面给我们看见当时是以色列的光景。
Showing us the condition of Israel.
那么那个他们的情形呢正像弟兄所领的诗歌给我们看见那他们最喜这个当然最羡慕的就是大卫和所罗门的所罗门的那年代。
Their condition was just like our brother has shared when he led the song, that they were reminiscing the time of David and Solomon.
当大卫和所罗门过去之后，你就看见他们的光景越过越低落。
But after the time of David and Solomon, they were in degradation.
以色列的光景越过越荒凉。
The condition of Israel was one of declension.
虽然其中有一些的话能够稍微有点的复兴。
Even though there were several kings through which God was able to accomplish revival.
没有多久的时间呢他们又是落在那个黑暗落在软弱当中。
In but a short time, they fell into weakness and darkness.
所以以赛亚一面把以色列那个光景当然说明出来。
On the one hand, Isaiah showed us the condition of Israel.
一面给他们看见那这些情形谁必要出来审判。
On the other hand, showing us God is going to judge such conditions.
所以要解决这一些问题。
To solve all these problems.
所以按照以赛亚来说呢，好像他所处那时代没有什么可喜乐的，也没有什么可赞美的。
From the standpoint of Isaiah, the time he lived was not one of great prosperity.
满眼所看见都是百姓的荒凉和软弱的光景。
All that he has seen was barrenness and desolation.
但是当我们读以赛亚书的时候啊，我们看见这个许多人告诉我们说，以赛亚书乃是个福音的书。
Many people tell us the book of Isaiah is a gospel.
那个不是个定罪的书，乃是个福音的书。
It is not a book of judgment, but one of gospel.
不是说没有指望，乃是满有盼望。
Not that we're hopeless, but we're hopeful.
所以以赛亚书到末了时候，就是给我们看见神的心意完全的成全了。
Therefore, at the end of Isaiah, we show God's heart's desire was fully accomplished.
不仅是那个过了两百年多年之后，那么这个以色列人他们从被掳之地巴比伦能回到耶路撒冷。
Not only after 200 years of his writing, the children of Israel were returned from the land of captivity, Babylon.
建造了圣殿，也建造了城墙。
But they also built the holy temple and the city.
他也遇过了那么多的年代，看到勇士来的时候光景。
Even he has seen through eternity to the coming ages.
看到主耶稣基督再来时候所显出的情形。
And he has seen the time when Jesus comes again.
他特别给我们看见到那个时候神的家能够得到完全的建立。
Especially showing us the house of God at that time is fully built up.
历史来说，工作的目的已经达到了。
The goal for which God worked for in ages has been accomplished.
基督的荣耀已经彰显出来了。
God's glory and Jesus' glory have been fully manifested.
在教会的里面。
Not only within the church.
到末了也在整个宇宙当中。
But manifested in the whole universe.
有新天新地在那彰显出来。
Manifested in new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
这是以赛亚书。
This is Isaiah.
乃是本福音的书。
It is a gospel.
不是说没有指望的。
It is not that we're hopeless.
乃是满了盼望。
We're hopeful.
虽然经过那么长的年代。
Even after so long a time.
也经过许许多多的挫折，经过许许多的失败。
And after so many pitfalls and failures.
我们看着最终神的旨意完成。
We see at the end God's purpose is accomplished.
神的目的当然达到了。
His goal is reached.
那个基督的见证在神的百姓中间在彰显出来。
The testimony of Jesus among God's children is fully manifested.
这是以赛亚书末了几章说给我们看见的。
This is what the end of Isaiah shows us.
这几章是非常宝贵，也是非常重要的。
Therefore, these chapters are very precious and important.
我们就刚才读这两章圣经啊。
As we read these two scriptures.
六十章就说到神的见证在神的百姓中间彰显出来时，那光景如何？
Chapter 60 shows us the condition through which God's recovery is fully manifested.
62章我们就给我们看见那个神对于这件事情是蛮有信心的。
And chapter 62 shows us God is hopeful toward this issue.
说他为了耶路撒冷不静默。
Therefore, for Israel, Jerusalem, he will not keep silent.
他为了耶路撒冷不牺牲。
For Zion's sake, he will not keep quiet.
只等到耶路撒冷的公义从他们中间显出来，让光辉从他们中间彰显出来。
Until her brightness and righteousness is shown forth.
那么，所以 就是我们的神心意。
This is our God's heart's desire.
他既然是这样的那个计划。
He has planned.
他必定要成全。
And he will accomplish.
不管我们人是怎样软弱。
Regardless how weak we are.
也不管我们这样的荒凉。
Or how desolate we are.
也不管撒旦那个仇敌用怎样的来破坏这个来毁坏那个主的见证。
Regardless how the enemy Satan tried to destroy God's testimony.
终于终止了，我们看见神的旨意成全。
At the end, we will see God's testimony fully accomplished.
看见基督的见证在那彰显出来的。
And the testimony of Jesus Christ fully manifested.
到末了就有新天新地在那出现出来。
At the end, we'll see the appearing of new heaven and new earth.
神为了这件事情，他说我不静默。
And for this, he says, I will not keep silent.
他也不牺牲。
And will not keep quiet.
只等到那个他的旨意成就。
Until his purpose is accomplished.
只等到基督的见证在神的家里面在彰显出来。
Until the testimony of Jesus is manifested in God's house.
他不仅是他自己是这样。
Not only for himself.
他也在呼召我们要和他一同在同工。
He's calling us to work with him.
那我们要做什么工作？
So what work do we do?
我们所做的工作，唯一的工作，也最主要的工作就是呼吁。
Our only one work is to
呼吁
to call out.
那么他第六节，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立所望的，他们昼夜必不静默。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I've appointed watchmen. Day and night, they will never keep silent.
呼吁耶和华。
Crying out to Jehovah.
你们不要休息。
Give him no rest.
也不让神在那儿休息。
And give no rest to yourself.
只等到他建立耶路撒冷。
Until he establishes Jerusalem.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
叫神的见证在神的子民当中能够彰显出来。
So that his testimony is manifested in his children.
神是满了信心。
And God is full of hope.
神知道他的旨意必定要实现。
Because he knows his purpose will be will come true.
要成全。
His plan will be carried out.
我们常常看我们自己的光景啊。
As we look at ourselves.
我们总觉得我们这个人是无可救药了。
We feel we are hopeless.
若是我们在主光照底下的话。
But if we come under his light.
我们看见我们软弱失败。
As we see our failures,
我们有许多的难处。
We have many difficulties.
我们看见那个教会的情形。
We see the condition of the church.
也看见是百姓的那是百姓的光景。
We see the condition of God's children.
那常常叫我们感觉到心灰意冷。
We oftentimes are discouraged.
在神的儿女们充满各种难处。
God's children have all difficulties.
有各种的问题。
Have all kinds of problems.
对我们自己来说，看我们自己呢，我们会灰心。
But as for ourselves, when we look at ourselves, we're discouraged.
我们看到事物的光景呢，会让我们失望。
As we look at our surroundings, where we lose heart.
若是我们在黑暗里头什么都看不见呢？
But if we're in darkness, we'll see nothing.
若是在光的里面，我们看见一片的光景都是那样混乱。
As we come in His light, we see a condition of confusion.
那个基督见证怎么能够在神的百姓中间当然出现出来
？How can the testimony of Jesus be established among God's people?
主耶稣基督怎么能从我们身上当然彰显出来
？How can the Lord Jesus be manifested out from us?
好像在我们来看呢，好像是不可能的一件事。
From our point of view, it is impossible.
但是弟兄们，弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
我们不要忘记我们的神他是大能的神。
Do not forget our God is a mighty God.
我们的神他是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
他既然这样计划了。
Since he had purpose.
到我们的总要成全。
He will accomplish.
他不仅是信实的。
Not only is he faithful.
不仅是大能的。
Not only is he mighty.
他也是智慧的神。
He is also all wise God.
他知道怎样的做。
He knows how to carry it out.
人没有办法他有办法。
Man has no way, he has way.
人不能改变一个人，他能改变。
Man cannot change man, but he can change man.
我们看见有许许多多的见证。
We see many testimonies.
有许许多多那弟兄姊妹的身上所显出来的光景。
We see the conditions manifested in many brothers.
有时我们真是那觉得是没有办法了。
We see truly it's hopeless.
我们已经有时候绝望了。
We are at the end of the road.
到那时候，我们对这个人已经完全放弃了。
We totally give it up.
但是没有想到，当我们在要放弃的时候了。
But unbeknownst to us, as we're about to give up,
就出来做工。
God comes out to do His work.
神出来做工的时候
，As God comes out to do the work,
你看这个整个的光景在改变。
We'll see this man's condition is fully changed.
出乎我们意料之外的。
It is outside of our expectation.
这不是我们做的。
It is not our work.
这是我们的主做的。
This is the work of the Lord.
因为他是信实的。
Because He's faithful.
他既然应许了，他必定要成全。
Since he promised, he will accomplish.
他是大能的。
He is mighty.
没有任何的权势能够抵挡他。
Nothing can frustrate him.
也没有任何的软弱和失败能够拦阻他。
No weakness or failure can keep him.
一切都让过去。
All shall pass away.
到末了，看见神的心意在成就。
But at the end, we will see His desire fully accomplished.
他也是智慧的主。
Our God is an all-wise God.
他知道怎样带领我。
He knows how to lead us.
带领你，带领我，但每个人都不一样。
He leads you and me all in different ways.
他照着我们所示的。
According to what we are.
照着我们的光景。
According to our condition.
他安排各种的环境。
He arranges circumstances.
让他带领我们。
Leading us.
引导我们。
To guide us.
直到那一个时候。
Until such a time.Christ is manifest out from us, dear brothers and sisters. We must praise and thank our God. He is a faithful God. He is a mighty God. He is an all-wise God. He can do what men cannot do. So we must take God's perspective.Much of the time, we fix our eyes upon ourselves. If we pay attention to our surroundings, we don't know what to do. We see the other problem, we don't know what to do. Seems like these people are so hard, and they're so stubborn. There's no way. Dear brothers and sisters, as we see these conditions, we'll lose heart. But we must pass over these conditions to see when God's purpose is accomplished. How glorious that is! How great it is! How wonderful it is! Dear brothers and sisters, so we must be like Isaiah, to have that spiritual eye, to possess God's eye. Do not be nearsighted. Pay attention to yourself. The more you pay attention to yourself, the more failure you will be. As you pay attention to the surroundings, your circumstances will cause you to be discouraged. We must be like our God. To surpass all these. To see God's desire is accomplished. His glory is manifested. How glorious it is. How wonderful that is. When we see it, our heart is full of joy. We can be full of praise and thanksgiving. But if we look at ourselves, we keep silent. We must look at the God, our God, to see the ultimate desire, and we'll be full of thanks. And that's why we're to look at Isaiah 60, to see how his purpose is accomplished. When Christ is manifest in his church, in his people, what kind of condition that is? The Lord described five conditions concerning His house. First of all, this house is a house of glory. I believe brothers and sisters know whether temple or house in the Bible is the same word. The glorious temple is the glorious house. That house is a house of glory. Not only is it a house of glory, but he will glorify his house of glory. What does that mean? That is, one day God's glory will be manifested from His church. That's why He calls us to arise and shine. For your light has come. Therefore, strengthen ourselves. Do not fall into your own weakness. Fix our eyes upon His work. To see when His purpose is accomplished. We will leap within ourselves to arise and shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And will shine through you. Even though our surroundings are so dark. Just like it says, the darkness overshadows the whole people and the earth. As we see in our circumstances, nothing but darkness.
As though there is no hope. But as we see our God, as we see His work accomplished, we will be strengthened within. And therefore we arise and shine to allow the light to shine through us. So verse 1 points out His house is a house of glory. When we see our behavior and condition, if that's all we see, it is not glorious. What glory do we possess? All we can feel is shame and a feeling of shamefulness. There's no glory. All that we have seen and heard are condition of failure and barrenness. But brothers and sisters, we thank and praise the Lord. If we are redeemed, regardless of how dark it is outwardly and how weak it is outwardly, that glory is already deposited within us. That glory is already deposited in us. We know this glory points to our Christ Jesus. This is what Colossians 1 tells us. He says, Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is our hope of glory. Christ in us. This Christ is glory. Not only, brothers and sisters, that glory is in us, but also that glory will permeate us and shine through us. Therefore, Christ in us is the hope of glory. And that is a hidden mystery. Outwardly speaking, it seems dark. But inwardly, it's full of dark glory. Because light is in us. And this light will permeate out of us. Will manifest from us. So when you look at our circumstances, you will lose heart. But if you look at the glory within, when glory is in us, Christ is in us, His light is in us, and this is an eternal light. Today the light abides in us. Sooner or later this light will shine through us. Not that the light will not shine through us. For instance, we know it is us who had covered up that light. Not that we don't have light. Not that we don't have glory. But we have overshadowed that light. Some people put the light under the bushel. And the light is covered up. When you cover the light under a bushel, the light cannot shine out. It's not that there's no light. Light is within us. The hindrance is that we have a big bushel. And the bushel is thick. It fully covered that light. Therefore, all is manifested is darkness. And some put the light under our bed. This cannot manifest light. Because the bed had covered up the light. Some had put the light under the cellar. In the cellar, the light cannot shine out. It is fully in darkness, dear brothers and sisters. Not that there is no light, but we have covered up the light. Many times we think sin is our hindrance. The world is our cover. But the most serious thing is ourselves. Ourself is our hindrance. Ourself is just like a bushel covering up the light. It's like a cellar covering up the light. Allowing no light to come out. If we put the light on the lampstand, you will see the light illuminating the whole household. But the whole house will see the glory of God. And they will render glory to God, dear brothers and sisters. Not that there is no light. His light is already deposited in us. His glory is already deposited in us. But you know the Lord will not remain here. He continues to work in us. Regardless how big your bushel is,
多严密,
or how big your bed is.
啊, 一直在做事,
he continues to work
他要把光从里面照出来,
until the time he shines out the light.
他说, 我要荣耀, 我荣耀的点。
Therefore, he says, I will glorify my house of glory.
这个荣耀从他们里头荣耀出来。
This glory will be manifest from
them. 我要这个荣耀从他们身上彰显出来。
I will manifest such a glory from them.
等到了神的那个教会完得到建立。
When the church is fully built.
到了那个时候神的见证那个基督见证彰显出来的时候。
Until such a time when the testimony of Jesus is manifested.
那个荣耀从教会上彰显出来。
We will see glory manifesting out of the church.
从教会上彰显出来的。
When the glory is manifested on the church.
是不是这个荣耀不仅是要人欣赏的。
For instance, not only people will see and appreciate it.
这个荣耀乃是个冲击的力量。
But also this glory is a propelling power.
那个影响的力量。
It is an effectual power.
那是个吸引的力量。
It is an attracting power.
看着我们主耶稣地上行走的时候。
As you see the Lord Jesus walk the earth.
荣耀藏在了肉身里面。
The glory is hidden in his flesh.
又说荣耀在那彰显出来。
Periodically that glory is manifested.
吸引许多人归向主。
And he attracted many people to come to the Lord.
那些门徒们。
You see the disciples.
是不是他们的光景啊，那个并不是很好。
So you see their behavior is not too good.
不是什么伟大了不起的人物。
They were not any great people.
但是他们都是一个人。
But they were just a people.
有时候主在行走，用一句话在呼召他们一下。
And sometimes as the Lord walked the earth and called them by a word.
跟随我。
Come and follow me.
这个荣耀从里面出来了。
Instantly the glory comes out of him.
就把船也撇下，把什么都撇下来跟随主耶稣。
And they could lay aside their boat, their fathers, everything to follow Jesus.
舍身放身来跟随主耶稣。
And even to the end, to the extent they forsake their life.
什么东西在影响他们？
What affected their life?
什么东西在吸引他们？
What attracted their life?
乃是主的荣耀。
It was God's glory.
这个话在彰显出来的。
Manifesting through His word.
你看见让许多人都把一切都撇下来跟随。
You will see the people forsaking all to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis.
当有一天那个基督的荣耀要从教会上彰显。
One day His glory will be manifested out of His church.
教会在地上要成为一个影响的力量。
The church will be an influencing power on the earth.
那一天的时候，整个万国都要在那归向我们的主。
On that day, all nations will come to the Lord.
不但这样。
Not only so.
并且他说，你的众子要从远方而来，你的众女要被怀抱而来。
Also, he says, your people will come from afar.
不仅是那许多人们得救了。
Not only those people are redeemed.
那并且他们都带着他们的财富。
They come with their wealth.
一同来。
They come with their wealth.
那他就说，你看见的时候，你心里就欢喜，就唱欢畅。
And he says, when you see that, you will rejoice.
这就是我们的荣耀。
This is our glory.
荣耀从里面彰显出来的。
Glory will be manifested from within.
是影响的力量。
He is our influencing power.
吸引的力量。
An attracting power.
是把众人都在吸到主到主到主这里来。
He attracts all people to the Lord.
那不仅是那个地上的许许多的列国是这样。
Not only this is the condition with the nations.
并且甚至他们的仇敌从这抵挡他们，逼迫他们的一般人。
Even the enemies afflicted them.
像这里所说的什么是示巴了，示巴的众人呢，还有这个米甸呢，以法了，这些都是这个跟以色列为仇为敌的人。
Such people as the Midians and Ephah and Sheba, these were the enemies of Israel.
所以这些跟他们为仇为敌的人呢，也都降服下来了。
Even these enemies were subdued.
因为荣耀在那彰显出来的。
Because of the manifestation of glory.
那个见证在那显出来的。
And the revealing of testimony.
他们的仇敌也都带着他们的那个财物，带着他们骆驼，带着公羊啊，来到耶路撒冷。
Even the enemies will come with their camels and treasures to Jerusalem.
也在那一同敬拜神。
And to worship together with them.
弟兄姊妹，若是真的主的荣耀在彰显出来的话
，If indeed God's glory is manifested,
就连仇敌都会在那服下来的。
Even the enemy will be subdued.
抵挡我们的人都会被折服下来的。
And though the enemies will bow down.
何等大的影响的力量
！What a power that is!
不光如此
，And not only so.
那并且是四散的子民呢，也都会来。
And all his scattered people will gather together.
他说，那许多有这个入飞来入云，那如鸽子飞上床户的是谁呢？
And says, who are these who fly like a cloud and like the dust to their lattices?
都是神的百姓。
These are God's people.
他们因着各种各样的吸引和迷惑。
Because of the temptation.
有人落在这里，有人落在那里。
And confusion, they fell here and there.
没有办法从他们里头的，把他们从那个拯救出来。
They were unable to be delivered.
没有办法从他们捆绑里到那释放出来。
They were unable to be released from bondage.
你就知道有一天主的荣耀彰显出来的时候。
This is one day when glory is manifested.
你看见那许多四散的子民。
You will see the people in dispersion.
那许多流离失所的弟兄姊妹们。
The people in all every scattered everywhere. Will come back to God's house.
他们回来好像云一样飞来的。
They fly back like the cloud.
他们好像鸽子一样像闯户在那飞来的。
Even like the doves returning to the latter.
回到神的家里面。
Coming back to God's house.
在敬拜神。
To worship God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是何等大的影响的力量。
This is such an influencing power.
我们盼望那么这一天能够早日来到。
How we hope the day will come.
虽然今天我们还没有办法，主还没有来。
Though today the Lord hasn't come.
那在今天我们不凭机会，我们弟兄姊妹都在用心愿等候主的来。
This morning as we broke bread, we had a heart to hasten His coming.
是不是主耶稣再来？
We long for His return.
主来有什么好处呢？
What is the Lord's coming?
就是这个光就来到我们中间来。
When the Lord comes, light comes to us.
那主来时候，就那个荣耀就显在我们的身上。
And、when light comes, glory is manifested.
耶稣是在彰显出来。
So we manifest.
我们这人都改变了。
And we will all be changed.
我们在我们身上有一个冲击、有吸引、有个影响的力量。
And in us, there will be a power to attract.
所有人带到主的跟前。
To bring many people to God.
虽然那天还没有到。
Even though that day hasn't come.
今天我们在这黑暗的那个世界里的四维幽暗的环境当中，我们就是这些见证。
Today in the midst of the darkness in the world, we are those who testify.
我们巴不得那个我们活在主的圣灵里面。
How we long to live in Him.
让基督充满在我们里面。
To allow the Lord to fill and saturate us.
在我们上彰显出来。
So that He can be manifested in us.
这样就要吸引许多人来归向他。
This way He will attract many people to come to Him.
不是我们的努力。
It's not our struggle.
不是我们的热血。
It is not our zeal.
乃是主的荣耀在吸引人。
But it is the Lord's glory attracting people.
乃是主的荣耀在折服人。
It is glory, causing people to bow down.
主的荣耀在影响人。
And influencing people.
无论是在教会里也好，
whether in the church,
无论是在我们家里头也好，
in our home,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们不是说能够把一个人说服，
not that we can speak to someone,
乃是主的荣耀从你身上出来的。
But it is the glory coming out from
you,
manifesting in your daily life.
看见人就没有办法再抵挡。
You will see no one can resist.
折服下来。
And people will bow down.
连软弱、连被捆绑、落在这里、落在那里的那弟兄姊妹也都在回来的。
Even the weak brothers, those who are scattered here and there, will return.
所以我们就是主的见证。
So we are the Lord's testimony.
让主耶稣基督从上那个彰显出来。
So allow the Lord Jesus to be manifested from us.
那个神的工作。
This is the work of God.
当他工作成就的时候。
When His work is accomplished,
就彰显出来。
The Lord will be manifested.
他要说到这个神的家乃是圣所之地。
Secondly, the house of God is a place of sanctuary.
这是那个神的圣所之地。
This is His sanctuary.
我们的神是至高至上的神。
We have a high and lofty God.
我们的神乃是至圣的神。
He is the most holy God.
他是住在他的圣所的里面。
He dwells in His sanctuary.
虽然今天我们感谢主住在我们里面。
Though today we thank God He's in us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道主虽然在我里面，他在里头就找不到一个安息的所在。
But within us, he cannot find a place for his rest.
他在里面找不到满足。
He cannot find satisfaction.
他没办法从里头彰显出来。
Therefore, cannot be manifested from.
就像以赛亚书第66章所说的。
Just like Isaiah.
66章
66 says,
他说天是我的座位，
heaven is my throne,
是我的脚凳，
the earth is my footstool,
你们要为我造何等的殿宇，
what kind of house will you build for me,
什么地方是我安息的所在，
where is the place of my rest,
虽然他按照名义上来说呢，那个神的名字摆在圣殿里面，
according to title, his name is in the temple.
神也虽然在他子民中间，
though he is in his people,
但是神在他子民中间得不到满足。
But among his people, he cannot find satisfaction. Cannot find rest.
他什么地方是我安息的所在？
He says, "Where is the place of my rest?"
弟兄姊妹，今天主要到这个安息的地方。
For instance, the Lord will gain his place of rest today.
Will
gain the place of satisfaction.
因为这是他的家。
This is his house.
那个他家就是应该是他得到安息地方。
His house should be a place of rest.
应该是要得到满足地方。
Should be his place of satisfaction.
许许的问题让神得不到满足和安息。
But due to the many problems causing him to lose satisfaction.
他要继续不断地做工。
Therefore he continues to work.
好让他得到那个至圣所之地。
So that he can gain his place of sanctuary.
得到一个满足，得到安息的所在。
And to gain his place of satisfaction and rest.
神在什么地方能得到满足和安息呢？
And you ask, where would the Lord gain his satisfaction and rest?
以赛亚书第66章，他就告诉我们说，他能够得到满足安息的所在。
Isaiah 66 tells us he can find his place of rest and satisfaction.
他说，我乃是看顾了虚心痛悔的人。
He says, I care for those who are To him who is humble and contrite of spirit,
因着我的话战惊的人
who trembles at my word,
弟兄们，我们若是虚心痛悔
because of the humility and contrite of heart, because of our trembling at his word,
我们就在我们中得着满足
then can God gain satisfaction from us, then can he find rest in us, then can he be manifested out of us.
好多时候我们不够虚心的
many times we're not humble,
我们这种东西太多了
we have too much stuff inside of us. We know this, we know that, we know everything. We're just like the church in Laodicea. We think we're rich. But the Lord shows us we are poor, naked, and shameful. Because we lack light. Therefore, we do not know our own condition. We thought we were somebody. We thought we knew everything. We thought we possessed everything. Because we lack the humility. Christ is outside of the door. Not only he could not be among them, gaining satisfaction and rest, even they could not enjoy his presence because they were so filled with him, thinking they're rich, thinking they have everything. Francis, would that his light would illuminate us, showing us our real condition. We are people naked, poor, wicked, and blind. We are poor people. So that we would know we are truly poor. So that we can repent before the Lord and hear his word and return to the presence of the Lord. Do not be mesmerized with yourself, thinking you're somebody, In the exposing light of his, we are truly in poverty. May the Lord show us this. So that we become a people of humility and contrite of spirit, and to return to his presence. Seeing that we have nothing. What we need is the Lord. We're nothing. All we need is Christ. Only He is our deliverance. He is our satisfaction. And we are those who tremble at His word. The most pity of all is when the Lord has spoken multitude of words. All these words are stored up in our brain. We know it. When the word is stored up, when brothers read the scripture, he knows right away what he's going to say. Oh, he's going to say that. I've heard this doctrine. I can even preach it. So we see we have become such a people. The Lord's word cannot penetrate. We cannot tremble at his word. Because we feel we know it all. We understand it. One sister, knowing is one thing, understanding is one thing, to follow through is quite another. According to name, you are alive. In reality, you are dead. Dear brothers
and sisters.
We must see that we need to tremble at His word. When the Lord speaks, when the light of the Lord penetrates, not only we must be the people who have an ear to hear, receiving His word, obeying His word, and also tremble at His word. Dear brothers and sisters. This will be the place where he can gain his rest. This will be his sanctuary. God's sanctuary is not saying we're God's house, therefore we're God's house. What good is it to claim this? To be proudful is of no use. But that we will be humble and be contrite of spirit. We will be a people who tremble at His word. We will be those who perform His word. Dear brothers and sisters. Only in this way can he gain his rest and satisfaction. And that's why he said, I will repair my house. And to repair the place of his sanctuary. The word repair can also be translated beautified. Even though God's house is already built. But the sanctuary is not beauty. Is not full.
所以他说我要修饰，我要美化。
And that's why I want to repair to beautify it.
我们读以斯拉记的时候
，as we read Ezra，
你就看见以色列人他们从巴比伦回来。
We see the children of Israel returning from Babylon.
这个所罗巴伯和约撒达，那个这个他们两位那带领神的百姓在建造那个神的圣殿。
Zerubbabel and Jeshua led the people to rebuild the house of God. The house was built. But the condition of the house was not good. Because of the poverty of God's children. Because of the weakness of the people. The love of the Lord waned. In the beginning, they were full of zeal. Gradually, they become cold. Gradually, they returned to the world. Gradually, they were in bondage by this and that. Even though the temple is already built. But this house is not solid. This house is not beautiful. And therefore, after 50 years, the Lord led Ezra to come to Jerusalem. They were there to beautify God's house, to beautify the place.
弟兄姊妹，怎样让神的圣殿美化？
For instance, how do we beautify God's house?
不是把它油漆油漆粉刷粉刷。
It is not a matter of painting it a little bit.
不是在外面的工作。
It is not an outward work.
里面的工作。
It is an inward work.
要重拾那个神家的光景。
To fill up and solidify God's house.
许多神的儿女们，外面是神的家。
Outwardly, many God's people have an outward house.
但是里面的生活不够充实。
But their inward life is not full.
许多时候我们还在犯罪。
Many times we fall in sin.
许多时候做许多做多少事情。
We did many things.
我们是在得罪主的事情。
But we offend God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
我们在家里所做的事情。
The things that we do at our house.
看见了。
People will see.
我们在工作里面所有的表示。
Our manifestation at work.
那主都知道。
The Lord knows.
所以我们说我们是神的家。
So even though we say we're God's house.
但是我们生活不能与神的家相配。
But our living cannot match God's house.
这个家是不充实的。
This house is not full.
所以需要以斯拉来把神的话带到神的百姓中间。
It takes Ezra to bring God's house to God's people.
以斯拉他不仅是在抄写神的话。
Ezra not only was a scribe,
但是研读神的话,
and studied God's word.
他也是在立志遵行神话语里面。
He was also a doer of God's word.
他是遵行神话语。
He was a doer of God's word.
所以当你在抄写、当你在诵读或者研究时候了，你还觉得这都是你的，你就是这样。
So when you were ascribing God's word and studying God's word, you were such a condition. But as we are doer of the word, we will discover that we offend God in many things. We do not match God's house. We do not tremble at God's house. God's word. Dear brothers and sisters. then God's house will be built. It is not a hypocritical outward condition, but a real condition. A real condition. The house is not God's house. But we the people are God's house. For instance, how's our living? How's our manifestation? What's our condition in our homes and among the Gentiles? How we need His word. We thank and praise God. All these years, the Lord has sent His servant to the many special meetings and summer conference to speak to us God's word. But some of the word had passed through our heart. Some word didn't touch us. Because we study His word. We hope to understand His word. This brother shared some new light. But I didn't know how to study the word. Now I know. But this is how good would that help us? Why don't you be the doer of His word? If we carry out the word of God in our life.
So we
not only need to know, we need to study, we must be the doer of His word. This way, when God's word comes, we will tremble. If on the other hand, the more we hear, the prouder we become. It's easier to change those who listen a little bit less. The more you hear, the difficult it is for you to change. Because he knows it all. And the word cannot penetrate anymore. Because he knows it. He thought this is him. He's such a condition. And God's word cannot be effective in him. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Not only we possess an outward condition, to testify for him, but may we have the deed of following his word, that he will be truly manifested in us, in our living, and manifest in our workplace, and manifest in all our minds and desires. May his word touch us. His word is effective. His word is living. He can cut
asunder.
Not only the bones and marrows, but also the hidden motives of the heart can be manifested. May we tremble at God's word. May we be a people that are doers of His word. So that the testimony truly can be manifested in His people. So therefore, this is the place of His sanctuary.
And
He says, I will beautify the place of my sanctuary, beautify my house, to solidify my place of rest, so that we become a real people. Not that we are living by name. In reality, we are dead. There are many titles. But the inward condition is of death. It doesn't match the word that we hear. It doesn't match the testimony of the Lord. How we look to the Lord that He continued to work by His word. To enlighten us. To expose our condition. That we before the Lord would be humble and contrite of spirit. And tremble before His word. So that He can gain rest and satisfaction in us. That we truly become the place of His sanctuary. Not only positionally He's in us. But dispositionally He will live in us. He will be manifested out of us. Thirdly. This is the place of His foot. The house of God is the place where His foot stands. His feet stand upon that place. What is the place of His foot? In other words, the place of His reigning and ruling. His feet stands upon that. We are all under His feet. We receive His governing. We receive his ruling. He is our master. He is our head. He reigns over all. Whether in our living and our meeting, let him rule and reign over us. Because when the testimony is manifested, then is the time when he can rule and reign in the church. He said, this is the place where my feet stand. My feet stand upon this place. My authority is manifested here. And we see all those people are he who comes under the authority of Christ. As our brother shared last time. And then we become a wall. And then this is a north wall. You see, because Paul is a person comes under the authority of Christ. He encountered many difficulties and problems. But he fully obeyed the Lord. He comes under his ruling. Accepting all his reigning. Dear brothers and sisters. This is our Lord. When his headship is manifested. When he truly gains his real position among God's people. You will see his authority manifesting from the church. Just like New Jerusalem. And the Lord has set his throne in New Jerusalem. As he rules and reigns in New Jerusalem. That light permeated out of Jerusalem. And all the nations walk in the light of the city. They were ruled by the light. They were ruled by the light. Where did this authority come from? It doesn't come from their, doesn't come from their position or their name. They didn't struggle and gain it. The worldly people gained their position and power. But it is not so in God's house. God's house is the place where you allow the Lord rule and reign in you. To allow the Lord govern in you. You become the place where he stands. Spontaneously, you allow the authority of Christ to rule, to manifest out of
it.
Therefore, all nations walk in the light of the city. To be led by the light. This is the place of his foot. Fourthly, this is my eternal glory. The joy of generations. But says, this is the church. This is the house of God. But today we're rather shameful. Therefore, even though we testify for the Lord, and we hope to be the testimony of Jesus. Just like a few years ago, we had a name that says we are a Christian testimony assembly. Some brothers felt this is improper. Does that mean we're the testimony, other people are not the testimony? Of course, this is improper. On the other hand, we do not match the real condition. Even though we say we're testimony, according to reality, we're not a testimony. We manifest our flesh. Our natural being, our struggle, it shows that we are small people. We didn't manifest Christ. How do we claim to be the testimony of Jesus? When the testimony of Jesus is manifested, it is an eternal glory. It is a joy of generation. What is glory?
Excellence.
It is excellent. It is beauty. Dear brothers
and sisters,
that shows he is doing a work in us. To the extent our disposition is changed. Formerly, we carried our own character. We had our opinion. We had our concept. Now the Lord had brought us. So that all these are changed.
我们这个人改变了,
our being is changed. Our character is changed. Our condition is changed. And the Lord showed us. You will suck out of the breast of the nations. And you will suck out of the kings. And naturally we will be changed. We will be changed. Our disposition is changed. What is the milk? Milk talks about the grace of the Lord. You become the grace of the nations. Such bountiful grace it is. The grace of the kings is royal. For instance, this is the grace we receive from the Lord. We must live in this grace. We do not live in ourselves, but we live in the Lord's grace. As we live in His grace, we will be changed. And He says, I will change bronze for gold. I will change iron for silver. I will change wood for bronze. I will change stone for iron. You see, the condition is changed.
金子要银子要甚至连铜铁啊，那都是比较贵重的一件材料。
Gold and silver, even bronze, are precious metals.
当然这木头石头都是卑贱的。
Of course, the wood and the stone are cheap.
我们天然的光洁。
That's our natural condition.
我们就是草木合体的一般人。
We are a people of wood, hay, and stubble.
那我们就是那卑贱的。
We are the cheap people.
但是感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
因着主的恩典，我们真改变了。
Because of His grace, we're changed.
我们这些人，他本来是铜，现在变成金子了。
We formerly were bronze, now become gold.
本来是铁，现在变成银子了。
Formerly we were iron, now we're silver.
本来是木头，现在变成铜了。
We were wood, now we're bronze.
本来是石头，现在变成铁了。
We were stone, now we are iron.
那刚强起来。
We have been strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，我们的性格在改变。
Our disposition is changed. This is the Lord's grace. His grace works in us. Not only we resurrect with Him, His grace also caused us to be quickened. To save us out of ourselves. To escape from our natural being. And we sit with Him in the heavenly. We are the work of His hand. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord will work in such an extent that we will be changed. It is not an outward behavior change. Not a change of deed. But this being is totally changed. This being formerly was cheap. Now we become precious. Just like 2 Timothy 2 tells us. In a great house. There are precious vessels. There are also vessels of wood and stone. We must endeavor to leave the base to become vessels of treasure so that we would undergo a metabolic change. Our character is changed. Our whole being will be changed. When God's word is accomplished among God's people, you will see we are all changed. Formerly we were the clay. We were like the wood. Now we are all noble. Manifesting the beauty of Christ. Manifesting the character of Christ. He is so pure, simple and beautiful. And we will be changed to be the same. We're just like Him. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the church. This is the house of God. When the testimony is revealed, we will become the eternal excellence and the joy of generations. Dear brothers and sisters, not only the house of God is filled with joy, there's no more sorrow, no more affliction, there's no more struggling. Or offending, and no more shedding of tears. He says, I will give you peace as your crown, and as righteousness as your overseer. You see, everything in God's house is peaceful. It is harmony.
都是他的公义。
It is righteous.
所彼此之间的关系也不一样的。
Our relationship is changed also.
现在我们经常常我们有争执。
Now we often have struggle.
我们常常在那里这个不义。
We have unrighteousness.
我们自己不知道。
But we don't know.
但是别人觉得不舒服。
Other people are hurt.
亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到了主的见证显出来的时候。
Until the time when his testimony is revealed. We are changed.
我们中间的光景在改变。
Our former condition is changed.
看见他不仅是把主的荣耀在彰显出来。
We will see not only he manifests God's glory,
永远的荣华
to become eternal excellence,
成为众历历历代的喜乐。
He also becomes the joy of generations.
在神的家里都充满了喜乐。
God's house is filled with joy,
充满了和平。
Filled with peace,
充满了公义。
Filled with righteousness,
我们充满了喜乐。
We're filled with joy,
也这个喜乐也从我们的相互像那个喜乐的河水一样涌流出去。
And this joy gushes out like a river.
许多人能够成为运到神的家而得喜乐。
So that many people will receive this joy because of God's house. This is an eternal glory. This is an joy of generations.
一直到永远永远。
It lasts through eternity.
亲爱的兄姊妹，
也认识神。
这是神的家。
This is God's house.
亲爱的兄姊妹，
也认识神。The last one.
他说的，我你们是我所种的栽子。
He says, you are the one that I planted.
是我种的栽子。那么这是在二十一节。
Verse 21.
这个栽子呢，其实可以翻到枝子。
This is a branch.
那么栽子，当然我们会领会一个栽子是一个小树。
Branch maybe.Construed as a small tree.
但是这里呢，它的栽子是应该翻作枝子
branch. It should be a branch.
它是个枝子。
It is a branch.
我们是主的枝子。
We are but a branch of Christ.
耶稣当主说到我们是他的枝子的时候啊
，When we talk about this branch,
他说我们是主所种的枝子。
We are the branch of His planting.
我们想到一件事。
What is this?
在约翰福音十五章那里。
Oh, we think about John 15.
我是葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
是我们是主的枝子。
So we are branches of Christ.
我们是种在主里面。
We're planted in Christ.
我们不是种在这个地上啊。
We're not planted in this dirt.
我们是种在主里面。
But we're planted in Christ.
我们栽种在基督里面。
We are planted in Christ Jesus.
我们是基督的枝子。
We are the branches of Christ.
他是葡萄树。
He is the true vine.
我们那是枝子。
And we are branches.
我们是栽种在主耶稣基督里面。
Because we're planted in Christ Jesus.
基督和他联合。
Not only in union with him.
栽种在里面。
But we are planted in him. We sprout forth from him. We bear fruit from him.
这个栽呢，这个栽，这个种啊，就是栽在里头了。
This is a planting in Christ.
就是联合在一起。
This shows a union with Christ. Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们这样和主联合的时候
，As we are in such a union.
联合于他的死。
We're in union with his death.
联合于他的复活。
We're in union with his resurrection life.
罗马书第六章说给我们看见。
This is Romans 6.
我们都受尽归入基督耶稣的人。
Those of us who are baptized into Christ.
我们岂不是受尽归入他的死？
Are we not?
一同埋葬。
Are we not baptized into his death and buried with him?
我们在死的形状上和他联合。
Since we are one with him in his burial and death.
我们在复活的时候也和他联合。
We're also one with his with him in his resurrection.
联合呀，实在可以翻作。
This word union can also be translated planting. We're in union with his death. Because we're planted in his death. Also, we're planted in his resurrection. Friends, we're planted in his death. And his death is effectual in us. Because we're planted in his death. How the Lord is dead to the world. This life causes us to die to the world. How he is dead to sin. Sin can no longer lord it over him. So that this life causes us to be dead to sin. How he is dead to self. Though he is pure and holy. Without blemish. But
blemishes.
He still is dead to the self. He put his self in the place of death. Whether in words or in deed. Nothing did he do and say it by himself. Nothing came from himself. Everything came from Father God. To himself he's dead. He put himself in death.
亲爱的兄弟们，栽在主的里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we planted in Christ.
当主的死在我们身上。
So this death operates in us.
当主的死在我们身上。
When death operates in us.
主的复活，主的生命也在我们身上彰显出来。
His life also is manifested in us.
当主的死在里头发动的时候
，When the death is effectual in us,
生命也在里头，在我们外面在发动起来。
His life also is manifest outwardly.
亲爱的
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天是被栽在主的死。
We are those who are planted in His death.
不要以为说，就像我们上次儿女海弟兄所说的。
Just as our brother Ernie Howe
said,
don't consider just to crucify your bad self. Even all those good things, what you consider to be true, you need to crucify. Because we're planted in His death. Whether good or bad, we must crucify. To allow the death in us so that His life can be manifested. As death of Christ is operating in us, the life also is manifested in us. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are those who are planted in His death. On the other hand, we are also planted in His resurrection. How did He resurrect from the dead? We are in union with His resurrection. The resurrection life is in us, causing us to possess the life of resurrection, reveal His condition. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the work of God. He says, this is my work. This is my planting. I planted you in Christ Jesus. I planted you in His death. I also planted you in His life. Through the work of death and resurrection, God's work is accomplished. Therefore, He says, this is my work. The work of my hand causes us to be remembered, Ephesians 2. We are the workmanship of His hand. That workmanship is translated masterpiece. It is the best piece of work. There's only one way,
Francis.
Through His death, only one way, through His resurrection, can change us, can cause us to become ever the masterpiece. This is the best piece of His work, so that Christ can be glorified. May the Lord have mercy. This is the church. This is the condition when His testimony is manifested. Dear brothers and sisters, allow us to see this condition. On the one hand, we are comforted and rejoiced. On the other hand, allow His word to be carried out in us so that we become the place of His glory, that He be manifested from us, and we also become the place of His sanctuary, that in reality He gains rest and satisfaction. We also become the place where He stands. He rules and reigns over us in whatever circumstances. We obey Him. We follow His leading. Because He will not make a mistake. Thank and praise God. We are also the eternal excellence. The joy of generations. Dear brothers and sisters, may the beauty of Jesus be worked out in us and be manifested out of us. How does the Lord carry all this out? He says, you are a branch of my planting. I planted you in the Lord's death. I planted you in the resurrection of the Lord. Through the work of death and resurrection, His testimony is manifested. And this is also carried out in us. Dear brothers and sisters, we may fail today, but He, the Lord, will never fail. He said, you must pray. He also prays. He is not silent. He doesn't keep quiet. Until righteousness is shown forth. Until salvation is manifested. He wants us to cooperate. To work with Him. We must also pray. This is all we can do. We must cry out. Do not allow the Lord rest. May He work continually until the extent Jerusalem is established, until the extent God's house become a place of praise on the earth. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord will accomplish this work. The day will come.
他的工作要实现了。
His work is to be accomplished.
我们一面欢喜快乐。
On the one hand, we rejoice to wait.
我们一面把我交在主的手。
On the other hand, we commit ourselves in His hand.
让他的死和他的复活。
To allow His work of death and resurrection.
让他做工在我们的身上。
To be effectual in us.
让我们自己能够减少。
That we will reduce.
让我们主在我们里头能够增加。
That He would increase.
好让他能从我上彰显。
That He will be manifested from us.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful.